Si George Christensen ay maaaring isa lamang backbencher sa pamahalaan ni Turnbull, ngunit siya ay nagiging isa ng malaking tinik sa panig ng punong ministro. Sa kanyang pinakahuling pagsilakbo, ang Queenslander ay malinaw na salungat sa pulisiya ng koalisyon dahil siya ay nananawagan ng mahigpit na rehimen ng imigrasyon. Kanyang sinabi ng Australia ay dapat na hindi isama ang mga bansa kung saan ayon sa kanya ay may mataas na paglaganap ng marahas na ekstremismo at radikalismo.
Many immigrants entering this country in recent years do not share our Australian values. Their views are widespread in the countries from which they come. And we must ask if they are diametrically opposed to the values that help shape our nation and underpin our society and our culture. Why did they choose to come to Australia in the first place? There are other countries that they would find less offensive, countries where they could enjoy a similar level of oppression and violence to which they're accustomed, which they obviously want. It's not necessary to travel halfway around the world to come to Australia and demand that Australians change their culture.
Ang talumpati ni Christensen sa kapulungan ng mga kinatawan ay katulad din ng mga sinabi ni Pauline Hanson sa Senado 24 na oras bago siya nagbigay pahayag.
Now we are in danger of being swamped by Muslims who bear a culture and ideology that is incompatible with our own.
Si Malcolm Turnbull naman ay agad na dinistansya ang sarili sa sentimyentong ito.
Seeking to demonize or denigrate all Muslims or seek to alienate all Muslims and suggest that they're somehow not part of Australia or shouldn't be in Australia, that is exactly what the extremists and the terrorists are saying to the Muslim community.
Ngunit ang tenor ng mga talumpati ay nagtaas ng mga katanungan ukol sa antas ng parliamentaryong debate. Ang pinuno ng Greens na si Richard De Natale ay pinangunahan ang pag-walkout ng kanilang mga kasamahan nang ang Senador Pauline Hanson ay magtalumpati.
Imagine being a young Muslim listening to those comments and how you'd feel hearing people who share your faith being targeted in that way. Now, this we need to take a stand against this sort of language.
Si Con Karapaniotidis mula sa Asylum Seeker Resource Center ay nasiraan din ng loob sapagkat ang parlamentaryo rin ay nakahanda ng makipagdebate ukol sa sensitibong issue ng same-sex marriage.
It doesn't augur well at all for marriage equality or for compassion, sustainable, humane refugee policy, or for working on a treaty with First Nations. Now, at the heart, we have this extraordinary rise in hate speech, intolerance and bigotry. What we're having more and more is a race to the bottom and the politics of fear. But yeah, it is really troubling and it is disturbing and it doesn't augur well for trying to have a rational debate around values and around what a caring, decent Australian society stands for.
Tinatawagan naman ng Labor Front bencher Anthony Albanese ang lahat ng panig na magkaisa na tanggihan ang politika ng dibisyon.
We have a bipartisan policy of support for multiculturalism, of respect for every individual. I think what we need is more harmony and politicians to bring people together, not try and divide us.
Sa pang-umagang telebisyon, siya ay sumuporta sa liberal na kalaban na si Christopher Pyne. Ngunit ang mahalagang ministro ng pamahalaan ay sinabing ang mga taga-suporta ni Pauline Hanson ay hindi dapat isawalang bahala.
She had 500,000 votes across Australia, so you can't reject the fact that 500,000 Australians felt that she represented their views. And at the next election, we will try and convince those 500,000 Australians they should be supporting us rather than Pauline Hanson.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.